And that, Chof Dalet Amad Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Rav Nachman Gozer Tainisa, Rav Nachman was Gozer Tainis, Boi Rachmei V'loi Osa Mitri, it was Mispalo and it didn't rain. Omar, he said, Shaklu L'Nachman, take Nachman Chavutu Min Gudo La'are. Can throw him from the wall to the earth. What is pshat in this? Others say pshat that before he was mugder mishar anoshim, he was separated from other people, like there was a wall around him because of his godless and Torah, and he was called Rav Nachman. Now he sees that Bashamayim he's not choshuv. Chazal tell us motor b'shvil yochid. She says, now you can take away the wall that is separating me from everyone else, and you can call me Nachman. I'm not different than everyone else. I don't have the chshivas of Torah which I was supposed to have. Others say that Ani Chaima, that the Gdele Yisrael, Tfil Chama called a Chaima, a wall that is Megan on the Hamoinam. So he said also, that also Chavutu Min Gude, take me away that I don't have this Maila of a Chaima, and you should throw me off from the Chaima La'ara, that means like, there's no Chaima anymore. I'm not Megan on the cloud. That's what the Ben Yehuda wants to say. Cholosh Daite, after he came to this Hakore, was here, Chalisha Sadas, Va'osa Mitro. Rabbe Gozer Tainisa. Rabbe was Gozer Tainis. Boi Rachmei, V'loyosi Mitro. Or Mespalo, and it didn't rain. Omrulei, so the people came over to him. Rabbe Yehuda, Kiave Gozer Tainisa, Osa Mitro. It was a criticism. Rav Yehuda was the there before Rabbi. By Rav Yehuda, when he was Gezer Tainis, it used to rain. So they came, they had a Tain on Rabbi. What's happening over here? Omalohu, so he said, my Avet, what should I do? Imishum Tnuye, if you think that Tviya is because Adair, we don't learn as much as they learned. And Anan Adifnon Minay, we're better than them. The Bishneid Rav Yehuda, in the times of Rav Yehuda, Kol Tenuye B'Nezokin Have. Their main learning was Nezokin, and Rashi and Brocha says, Naphol Seyda Nezikin, the three Bavis, Bakama B'Matsiya B'Babasra. The Chavis Halvavis in the Hakdome says, what is Pshat in Kol Tenuye B'Nezokin Have? I mean, what was with Shas? So the Chavis Halvavis says that Leinitno Libon, this is really the Teva Vonon says Pshat in the Chavis Halvavis. He says that they held the Iker is not to be mechadish, dinim chadoshim, biurim chadoshim. The Iker shleimus was, the Iker avoida was that they should be mashlim themselves, lavoidus Hashem. And that took time and effort. So therefore they didn't have much more time. So the Teva Vonin says as follows: Loin nosnu libam la'ayin b'shailes hadinim koydim sheitztauchu lehem lemaise. So that means shailes which might come up, they weren't ma'ayin before it came lemaise. Rak b'nezikin b'asher shudover rogel v'hoyve miyot. Nezikin is from That's the inyoni nezikin ben odom lachaver is a very shchir de kezach. We see in this week's sefer that there were sorry alofim, sorry meyes, sorry asore. Each 10 people had a dayin on them. seems there was so much dinyoni of nezikin, is so complex that each 10 people needed a diet. So since Udova Rogo Vahivim Yoid Vitzorich Harbe Lekiyam Ha'ilom, so that they spent a lot of time to know nezikin. Avul Sharas Dorim, Vahoyu Mainim Bo Besichlom Al Tildes Dinim Mechudoshim, that Hispikle Mishnayis Hasturais Mikedem, that means the Mishnayis they knew, the Oymek in each Mishnah and the Lomdis and the Svoris, they didn't have time. If someone had a Shaila, so then they were Ma'ayin in that Miktsoya. But before it was Negei Lamaise, they did not spend time on the rest of Shas. The Zikin they had to know, but the rest they didn't know. Banan komas ninon b'shita storim. And Rabbi said by us, we learn, in our yeshivas, we learn all six storim, not the three bovis. V'yavamoti Rav Yehuda b'uktin, ha'ishe shekever esherek b'kdeiro. Ha'ishe, Rashi learns here, keveshes means that she squeezes together a yerek b'kdeiro. V'amir lo zeisim sekovsham b'tarfeyim tahirin. Or a different Mishnah, one is in Taris and one is in Uktzin. Omar Havayis, the Rav Shmuel Kochazin Hoch. He had a lot of difficulties to understand the Oymik HaDvorim. Ba'anan komas ninen bo'uktzin tleisa mesifta. We have 13 yeshivas which learned through Shas after Uktzin. Or there's 13 Eifanim, how to explain the Halachas. Afilu in Mesechtes Uktzin. So in Teira, we're bigger than they are. Ve'ilu Rav Yehuda ki avishol evchad mesanei osemitra. We see Rav Yehuda not only was gozer, tainis. You ask the kasha, Rav Yehuda ki avishol evchad mesanei osemitra. He's gozer, tainis. He says, but Rav Yehuda was even more than gozer, tainis. Ki avishol evchad mesanei osemitra. Before all the inyonim of tainus, he's just took off his shoe, it started raining already. Vanan katzavchinen kule yoyme, veleked ashkechbom. And we mispalu the whole day, and mishamayim the not mashkech. So, and we're bigger than them in Torah. Imishum uvde, if I is the parnas adoy, the godot, if someone knows something I had done which was not correct, but someone tell me if I did something wrong. The Eilim was complaining to him. But the problem is not in the G'dayli Hadair, the problem is in the Dair alone, and we don't have the S'chus of the Dair. The Pesach Einayim in Mesechtes Broches brings down a Merdike Kashe. The Gemara Mesechtes Broches says as follows. There, Rav Pope asked Abayim, it's a different shaila. Maishna Rishonim de Mizrachesh Lehu Nise, and then weiter with Chav Yehude, and by us it doesn't happen Nisim. The Gemara the answer is, Chav Yehude was Maisa Nefesh. He was Maisa Nefesh, Gamoy Moshe Nafshe Al Kushis Hashem. If it's a midah connected midah, they went connected the teva, they were meisa nefesh, so here on a hoga l'mayla min ha-teva. We're not meisa nefesh. So l'cheret ha-psastire to gemores. Our gemore, Rabbi says the reason was because of the deir. And then that gemore says, psiris nefesh. So the Pesach Inayim says as follows. You have to see what the Shaila was. They asked the Shaila, and Agamore, they asked the Shaila, Rabbi Gozer Taniso, he was Gezer Tainis. It was the Seder of Tainis and Volkshomim. Boy Rachmi, play Osamitre. Now there's a Seder of Tainis, the Tainis should work. How is all know the Seder? Omru Leiva Rav Yehuda Kave Gozer Taniso Osamitre. It works. There's a Seder of Taneisim. So he told them like this, Als the Seder of Taneisim, the reason it doesn't work by us is because of the Deir. the dirt, so it's without Roy. We're not Roy. So by Emerson, Rav Yehuda was a previous dirt, so they also weren't Roy. The dirt wasn't any better a dirt before. But by Rav Yehuda, it didn't work the way you understood Gozar Tanisa. It wasn't because of the Seder of Tainis. By Rav Yehuda, it was Mesrachish Nisa. It was a different anhoge. It was a hoge of Nisim. And that's why he feels like he took off one shoe that he had started wearing. So Napshad is, by us, the Seder of Tanisim doesn't work, and by them it did work. By them, the Seder of Tanisim also didn't work. But they had a different anhoge. Rav Yehuda had a schus that a filo, you don't have a tzibur, you don't have a doyer. But he was able to make Nisim. So there are two sugyas. So the Gemara in Brachas is asking the Kashim, Adu Yisrach Yishlo Nisim, because that's after our Gemara. So why were they Zoyche to Nisim? Nisim, he was Zoyche because there was Mosri Nafshayu. And the Anhog of Nisim, he didn't ask him, why there's no Anhog of Nisim by us? He asked him, why your guys are tiny, so why they were guys are tiny? So he said, Al Tahanhog of Zayres tiny, so Mameli says, he says, that Anhoga only works, it's not only up to the Godel Adair, we need the Dair also. And though we just mentioned before that Mota Bishvil Yochid, he had Weiss Bechoysep, that somehow that was Rav Nachman's Chalisha Sadas. But here, Rabbi Tainit, the Dair could be Mekalkal, it seems, that if the Dair isn't Roy for it, so they can't be Zeuche. Unless it's a besonder anhog of Nisim. Let us see Rashi. Ochi garsine, benezike havi li mudam. Ayoye godol elo beseidu neziken. Shekeveshes yerek bekdeire, bemeseches taresi, beperik sheini, gabi yodis mairi. And this is speaking about the din of yodis. The kaimolon called yodis ha'oichlem. Im noga tuma behen, nitma gam ha'oichl. If the tumma touches the yad, so the oichel also becomes tummy. The oichel that needs the yadis, so it becomes nitma through the yadis. It means it needs the yadis that you're mishtamish with the yadis for the oichel. The yad machnis amaitzi. There's a din that a yad can be machnis tumma to the oichel. There's a din the yad can be maitzi tumma from the oichel. That means if the oichel is tummy, and it touches something else, but it does, the oichel doesn't touch it, the yad of the oichel touches it, so that something else also becomes tummy. Kedemrinin ba'oir ba'oroitev, mikol ha'oichel, l'rabi sayodis. Oktoni hosom, isha shikeveshes yerek, that an isha was kevesh yerokes, the yodis shalahem tahirim, the yodis atoyim. Dechshehi oitzeres oisom, when she squeezes them, these yirokis, hayodais mishtabrois, the yodais break, they get v'efshe litel hayirokis b'yodais shalem, so therefore you cannot lift up the yirokis through the yodais, shenishmat v'nipsa ka'ichu min hayad, that means the oichel broke off from the yad. It's not that the chibur of the yad to the oichel is not sufficient that it should still have a teiras yad. Machmas kvisha, because she was squeezing it. So memele, that weakened the yad. Keveshes oitzeresh, she squeezes it. The purpose of squeezing it, seyeitzei hamashke shalahem v'yivshu. She wants to dry out the yerek. Derisha bekach keveshes yerek mimayim. She yishtamru lizman merubet. That means that's a way how one preserves yerokes if you take out the liquid from it. Tahoirim ha'olin v'haklochim. The olin and the klochim of the yerokes are toyer if the tumah touch the yad. Ba'omril or other study of the problem in a different Mishnah. Kimoto le'idach peperik sheini, zeisin shekovshon b'tarfeim, kitargumoi olo tirfe, is olin shalem dahinu yodis. That means the zeisin was kovish, the zeisin together with the olim. These are yodis, tahirim hayodis lahavi tumu la'oichu, the Sulechozi Lamevi Beishad. It's not right to be a Beishad. Havayis de Rav Shmuel. Oy Megodl. they saw that these halachas were very deep. They have an irelay, and he did not have a klarkeit. The halachas weren't clear by him. And by us, tleisa mesivte shloish esra yeshivas ike bahach masa de gomri mesaches uktzim. There's 13 yeshivas which ended uktzim. That means they started from the beginning and they ended uktzim also. So Memele, it's already started raining. If some of the chosen midi chas v'sholom ba'ev daibishi, someone saw that I'm doing bad things, so please inform me. But if it's not me, it's the doyle. Rav Yehuda chozo hanu beitrei, tahave ko parzi berifte. They were throwing bread one to the other. Which is a double ha'osa. You're not allowed to throw bread. It's a zilzel in the bread. Omar, so but Rav Yehuda understood the shma mino ike sova ba'alma, that there's an abundance of food. That means so they don't feel so. So if you won't use this bread, there's other bread. So mamela, so this zilzel in bread came about because of the abundance. Yoiv eine. Havi kafne. So there became a hunger. Amru lei rabbono le Rav Kahane. Now the Ben Yehuda wants to say pshat that Rav Yehuda did not have intentions of bringing a hunger on the whole city. He had this yoiv einei, whatever this was an Indian that these people who were mezalzel in the covet of lechem, that there shouldn't be a sviya. And that was his kavone. But it seems there was a kitrug then on the ear, and his yoiv einei helped the situation that even though his intentions were only on these two, but lemaise it had, because of this yoiv einei, the whole city suffered from it already. Havi kafne. Omru le rabbonon le Rav Kahane berei de Rav Nechumye shmaye dema. Rav Kahane berei de Rav Nechumye, he was the mishores of Yehuda. The shchiach kamei. The yasayu, we have to do ishtadlis the leper bepischet the samach leshuke. It seems he had a few psochim that he went out to. Let's take him out. He should walk out of the door that's near the shuk and let him see the matzah, what's doing. He should know what's doing. Asye, so he did it. He was mishtabel, he always went out the other door for some reason, but this he made him, somehow he was mishtabel that he should go out this door that was samach l'shuke. Knofak l'shuke. Choza knufye. So he saw a knufia. He saw people gathered together, and they were all interested in purchasing something. Omaluhu, my eye, what is this? Omrulei akusve de tamri kaimet, the komizdavim. They're all handling. They want a keli full of tamarim or a pseilus of tamarim. They want to buy that. So usually this is not a commodity that you have to have a large amount of people gathered around to purchase it. To be such a demand. Oma shmamina kafna ba'alma. So, seems that there's a hunger. If so many people are gathering around just to buy this pseilus of tainim, so I say there's a hunger. Oma lele shamay shleif li misanai. Take off my shoe. Sholef leichad mesane ba'osa mitro. It started raining. The Marsha asked, why did they need this maise to take him out? Who's going to take him out of the door? He should see it. Just let's tell him. He was unaware by stoys of the matzav in the city, so someone should tell him what the matzav is. The Marsha says that any daime real Shmiya, and Fakert, they needed his Hespailus, that the Hespailus, that what he sought, had a greater effect, that was, than Rie. Agabuche, the Maral, on the Megillah says the same word. The Maral says, Vayagidu lahom en liris hayam de divrei Mordechai. And they told him that Mordechai is not kerei mishtach veloi. He was aware of it. Vayar homon kein Mordechai kerei mishtach veloi, then by Mordechai mechema. They told him before also, so the Maral says, ki kol odom mispal yoiso, kasheroye ba'atzmoy ba'eno. So that's why they wanted him to see himself. Achsma, others say that they didn't want to tell him because, like, they have chalishus advas that will realize it's from him that he was mesavivit. So therefore, they just took him out and let him say whatever he wants, but let him just see the matzav now. Now it's a matzav of hunger. Kimota le mishlef achine. He wanted to take off the other shoe also. Oster le yov omalei oma kadish bochu ishalfes achine machiv nalalme. If he can take off the other shoe, be matzav. And what's pshat in this? So the Marsha says that it was a tain on him. He was matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu too much. First he made a kafna. He was the one that made the hunger. Now it's going to rain. So one shoe, it's raining already. So what do you want with the other shoe? It's raining already. With the other shoe you want to be an abundance of rain. That's already yematriach too much. That means that so many things were done shaloiket derech hateva for you. You shouldn't go further. Rashi, parzi berifte zerken oisa zeloze. They were throwing bread one to the other. Nisaye yasenu sheyetze lochutz. That you should go outside. Akuspe de tamri al kli molei tmorim, by psele shal tmorim. So it started raining. Omar av mori bero de bashmu, so av mori says, ano have ka imno agude de nahar pope, I was standing by the edge of nahar pope, chazoi le malachi de idmo le malchi, I saw malochim that looked like sailors. The kamaisi chala, they were bringing sand. Umalunu la'arbi, and they were filling up the ship with sand. Vavakimcha desmide, and when they put it into the ship, so it was ready flour. Osi kula'alma la'mizba. Now, then these sailors went to sell the flour. And he noticed that it wasn't poshet of flour, it was mais and nisim. Now the purpose of this nes was vayta on the schus of Rabbi Yehuda, and we see Rabbi Yehuda wanted that the hunger should stop. Now it starts raining, we don't have, that doesn't accomplish right away, that's an insurance that eventually there'll be a good crop, but Basher Hushom, there was still a hunger. So this nes was also on the schus of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rav Moi Berode Bashmul saw this, others didn't see it. He was some of the Zaki Arois, he was able to see there was Malochim, and they looked like sailors. Omalohu Maholei Tizbenun. You shouldn't purchase this. The Mais and Nisim here. This is Mais and Nisim. And they listened. Lamocha Ashen Arbi Dechiti de Parzine. The next day, a ship came from Parzine, or this is other Zagiris, Arzanoi, was a ship full of rice, kernels of rice. This wasn't Maisenissim already. This was already, Bashkocha was Masaviv that this ship, Al Kaponim, should come in, but this wasn't Maisenissim, this was more or less Anas Nista. And this they had what to eat from. Rove Ikla Lahagrunye, Gozar Tanise, Bloy osa mitre. The begeizet einis, and it didn't rain. Amalahu, so he told them, Bisu kula alma betaini saichu. All of you should not eat tonight. Should go to sleep betaini. The macha amalu, the next day, he told the oilam, Mi ike dechazi chil malayme. Did someone have a cholim? Amalahu rabbeloza magrunye ledidi akriyun. That I called out and they made me call out. I said in my cholim, "Bechel me shalom tov l'rav tov." That a good shalom to a good rav, meiribayn tav from a good rebbeinu shalom, the mituvei meitiv la'ame. Omar, so he said, "Shma mino eisrotzen hi." Why says it's an eisrotzen? Mi ve'rachmi, t'tanes rotzen, t'bimoira rachmi, boi rachmi, ba'ose mitra. The Chassam Sefer says, what pshat, shalom tov, l'rav tov, it's a good shalom, it's a bad shalom, what is pshat, it's a good rav, a bad rav, it's a very interesting gemara. So the Chassam Sefer says as follows, the gemara says in Ksubis, Haitzuva merabonon de merachmele b'nei moso, that you have a Talmud Chochem, that he's loved by all the people in the city, lav mishum de mal yusei, not a mile, el mishum de lemuchach lo b'mili de shemaya. He doesn't tell them anything, that they're doing anything wrong, so a mile, you don't bother me, I don't bother you. In fact, he's very well appreciated. So the shalom. Shalom of the shtot. There's no criticizing, no fighting. So the Rav Sefer says that shalom is not a good shalom. He says they're doing wrong things, and he's not correcting them. So it's not a good shalom. And it's bad for them, and it's bad for him. He wasn't zoiche to be mashpia toiv al acherim. But there's another rov that is mechiach l'rabim. And in the beginning, people don't appreciate his criticism. Abo v'soifoi, v'tzois Hashem, the pasuk v'tzois Hashem, darki ish kam oivav yashlemitoi, is rabim yiu der sheshloimei. There'll be a lot of people that will be der sheshloimei. So Memele, so that's what it said in this cholim. Shalom tov l'rav tov. That means that the rova was a rav tov, and there was a shalom tov, not a shalom rov, or shalom rov to a rav rov. That's what some sefer says pshat. Al hu gavre di chay, al hu gavre di chayiv nagdo bebeidine derot. There was a person who was Chayiv Malkis, Bebeidine, the Rov, and the Bezna of Rov, Shim the Baal Kusis, he was Baila Kusis. Nogdei Rov, so they gave him Malkis, who missed, and he died. Ishteme Milse Beishover Malke. So they heard that the Melech, he was a Goyish, a Melech Poras. So they heard that something happened. Is boy litzure l'rove. So they wanted to make problems for Rove. Such a thing, manslaughter. Omrolei ifre humes ime de shove malke lebro. So his mother told him, lehevelach esik dvorim bahati yudoi. Don't start up with the yidin. The whole man de boyin mimorayu yoivbo. Don't start up with them. Whatever they ask, the Rabbi Shlomi gives them. So Mamela, listen, let's ignore what happened. Omalohu Maihi, what is it that they, whatever they ask and the Rabbi Shalom gives them? She said, Boin Rachmin, Ba'osa Mitre, you see, they're Mespalo and they reigns. So we see that the Rabbi Shalom, they have good connections with the Rabbi Shalom. Oh my Lord, so Shabba Malke told Ahumisham the Zimna de Mitro. It's not Pshadus. It was the time when the world needed rain, so it's a Zman of rain. So it rained. It's coincidental. God, they were saying Tillim and they were fasting, but that doesn't mean anything. You have to know it rained because it was the time to rain. Ela live rachmi ha'idne mit kufes tamas v'lei se mitra. Oh, that means if you want to tell me that they have good connections, let's see now that, let's see if Nani can make it rain. Kufes tamas was not as man shomin. Sholcha leila rove, so she heard what her son said, and she knows they have to do something. She had to save face. She said that the Yidden have these kaiches. Kavein datoch uboi rachmi delei se mitre. She should be mechaven and it should rain. We have to show my son that you have supernatural kaiches. Boi rachmi delei osa mitre. Taka didn't rain. Oma lefonov ribayne shaloylam. Lakim bozneinu shamanu abiseinu siprulonu. That we heard. We heard that you had done nisim for the previous generations. But we didn't see the nisim. We just heard it. We were never zeichet to see such nisim. Also, mitre, so there came a downpour at the shofech marzevi de tzipori. The Digelis, that from the gutters of Tzipori, it ran all the way down into Digelis. That means there was a mabul. Osa avue ischazile bechelmi. His father came, v'omale meike de mitrech kami shemaye kulehai. Says, Abzazah, chutzpe mitrech kami shemaye kulehai. What the mitrach was, so others say pshat, the mitrach was that there was no need of rain. No, Batsim, Ifru Humas had a safe face. I mean, she said, nothing about, good, she said, she had good intentions. She said they could do anything in the sun, and she, so she had it now, the safe face. I mean, so she should save face, So Mamela Drabayin Shalom should make Nisim. I mean, that's how others learn Pshat. The Ben Yoda wants to tiny that, listen, this wasn't Stamos Ayamais. I mean, they were having troubles with the government. I mean, the only way, this wasn't a Negei now. It was Negei. I mean, if she'll be successful, so Klal Yisrael, they'll get the king off their back. He knows he can't shepherd with them. It's not, So others say, Nachman ben Yehuda says that it didn't have to rain so much. It just had to rain a little bit. It seems, says, from his filly wanted to be medamet to Shmuel Anovi, that there was a lot of rain. For what was needed, the more rain, the bigger the heichoche is, but you don't have to be matrich to the Rabbeinu Shalom for more rain. So the Ben Yoda says the tircha was that he made a mabul over here, the shofech malzavi the tzipoir le digelis. That wasn't necessary. So it was a kitruk on rove. Omalei, shoni duchtech. Listen, move from where you are. Don't sleep on your bed tonight. Shoni duchtech. So he was mishaned his mokim. L'mocha ashkechei de marshim porayo b'sakina. So he saw his bed was full of cuts from knives. What pshat? There were shadim had come that night and they wanted to make an end with him. If he would have been there, it would have happened to him. After he was eicher, that his father came to him in the cholim. The Marsha says that it seems that the mazikim only have the miyachtim mokim lahazik. They're given a certain mokim where to be mazik, veilam shus lahazik b'mokim ach. It seems they had, it was a kitrik, but it was only in this mokim, it seems they had a reshus to be mazik. So mamela, if he was not in that mokim, they had, they couldn't go someplace else. Let us see Rashi. Akron Hikruni, before. Kamina Nahar Popa, who Yoimed Oved Rav Yehuda Hochi. So he saw that the Malochim were filling up the ship with challah, with chol, with sand. And then it became the smida, soilus, vehein atzmon, and these Malochim meichen oisei. Amalahu Maisenisim. It's Maisenisim. Uba Meda Epshal Israchik mi Maisenisim Yoise Toivanoch. Let's avoid having Hanoch for Maisenisim. Before Rashi said on Amad Aleph, it's also Lehonis, or also Lodom Lehonis mi Maisenisim. Here Rashi says, if one could avoid it, one should avoid it. The Parzina Mokem, Akron Ikrunia Yisi Koyre Bachaloimi. Nagda Malkis, they gave this person Malkis. Ifra Humis, Kain Shmo, that was her name. Ifra Chain, Yoifi Shadim Oyolo. Humis is the name of a shed. So Ifra Humis, she had the beauty of a shed. Mayhi, so he asked her, my Obedlu, what does Rabbein Shem do for them? Omrelei, the Chol Emis, the boy Mitra, whenever they need rain. Rabbein Shem brings rain. Zimne de Mitra, so he said, no, that it is because there was a man for raining. Va'afilu loibo namiyosi Mitra, afilu they won't ask, would also come, it's not because of them. Sholchalei l'rove, the rochmalei l'rove, she liked rove, so mamela she told rove what the matzav is. Aviseinu siprulonu peil pa'al tabimein bimei kedem, she yisa mafli lahem nisim. He used to make nisim for them. Aval, the bach says, aval beineinu loireinu, klema achshav harilonu niflo yisech. She show us also nisim. Adishofich, Marzavi de Tzipori, Shekilchu Mayim min ha-Marzivois, the water was gushing out from the gutters, at she-shoitvin be-chutzois, that it was running, was pouring in the streets, v'yordim v'shoifem l'digeles l'nahar chideka. Ashne mitoscho al tishka v'mitoscho halaylo. B'sakinun sherotzu sheidim l'holgoi, they didn't find him, awoke upon him, whatever they did their pula to the bed, they cut up his bed. The Gemara Sakasha Dips of Safra had a cholim, and the cholim was the purpose of the cholim was a message for Rava. Rava misunderstood Rav Yosef. So the Gemara asks, will it kriyu le Rava? So the Gemara answers, Rava noza for you. So that's why he wasn't zeiche that they should be megala, the should megala min ha-shamayim, the sposik to him, so we're shown to Rav Safra. So Rashi says, loy metzinu loy nezife b'chol ha-shas. Elo bezeh ha-maisek shebikesh ha-kshomim betamuz shaloy le-tzoyrech. Here was shaloy le-tzoyrech. So memela there was a tainet terov, but he was matriach. The Rebbein Shalom to do k'neged the teva is as matriach as kainich. Was kula high. It's too much. Rav Pope Gozar Tainise, Loi Osa Mitro, Chola Shlibe, he felt weak. Some of this was Piyoima Tainis. So there's different girsois. By us, the girsa is Sorav Pinche de Daise. He took a spoonful of Daise. He wasn't feeling well. It was Cholash Libe. Uboi Rachmi. Zweite Vloi Osa Mitre. Oma Lei Rav Nachmen. Bar Ushpasti. Ushparti. That was the name of his mother, her papa's mother, the son of Ushparti. Ushparti. Isorif Mar Pincha Chiti de Daise. If you'd have another spoon of Daise, Osi Mitre. Then it would rain. The Ben Yehuda says, what's Pshat? This was a sharp criticism that Rav Nachman had on him. He said it very sarcastically. He said he had a tain on him. Cholash libe, good, you don't have to finish fasting. But he said you should have davened first. I mean, you should have, it seems he could have davened and then eaten. So there was an avla of yours. There was an avla of yours that you ate before it was cholash libe, but he could have first been mispalo and then have eaten. So that's why he told him sarcastically, if you would have eaten a little bit more, you'd be able to have more keiches to daven, then it would have been miskabel the tefillah. Al kaponim ichsev, maybe it was ichsev because of his anhogetak, he realized that he had done the wrong thing. V'cholosh daite v'osa mitra. So our gilsa is that he had taken one spoonful, and he had told him he should have taken another spoonful, then it would start raining. Rashi doesn't seem to have this gilsa. Rashi is a different gilsa. Hochi gasin. A pope gozer tainise, cholash libe, tom midi. Doesn't say how much. That wasn't a pinche. Tom midi. Boy rachmi, bloyosi mitre. So he told him, Isorav Macho, the pinche de daise, if you would have had a pinche, you only had midi, you told midi, if you have a pinche de daise, then it would have helped. Miloshin serf or chaya, the serf is like swallowing. Pinche meloi chaf, kamei melochayich pinche. Daise treishbelas. Lechuche komaloi ochi, that means that's what he tainted him. He said it sarcastically to him that because he did the wrong thing, you should first be mispalo and then you should have eaten. Zat the Gemara weiter. Rabchanine ben Doise, have a ka'ozel be'uche. He was going b'derech. Osa mitre, it started raining. Omer lefonov, Rebbeinu shel Olam. Kol ha'olam kulei benachas, v'chanina b'tzar. I'm exposed to the elements. Everyone has a roof over their head. Nein b'tzar. Posak mitre. So it stopped raining. Kimota lebeisa, when he came home, Omer lefonov, Rebbeinu shel Olam. Kol ha'olam kulei b'tzar. V'chanina benachas. That means, I don't have any property. We'll see later, he ate charuvim, and it seems for the charuvim, the rain wouldn't make it or break it, but the oilam that has fields, and they need rain. So mamela, is that a yosher? Kol oilam kule b'tzah, v'chanina benachas. Osa mitra, so it started raining. Omar Rav Yosef, Mayahan Ilaitz Loise, the Kohen Godol, Gabi Rav Chanina Ben Doise. If you have a Rav Chanina Ben Doise in the door, so the tefillah of the Kohen Godol B'yem HaKippurim wouldn't help, he'd be mevatel this tefillah also. This nan, hoye mispalo, tefillah k'tzore, bebeis rechitzain, the Kohen Godol was mispalo, tefillah k'tzore. My matzli, what was he mispalo? Rovin barade, verove barade domri tavayu, mishmet rav Yehude. Hirotzim ufonecha Hashem alekeinu, shetayashona azu kshumo ushchuna. Should be a rainy year and a hot year. Rechte gemore, shchuna mal yosei, it's a mailis mispalo for a hot year. Adarabe kriyusei, it's a chasorim. Ella, the tefillah was im shchuna, if it is hot, ta'ek shuma utlula, then there should be an abundance of rain, an abundance of tau. Bal yikones lefanecha tefillas oivrei drochim. And so the world needs the rain. Ayikonis lefanecha tefillas oivrei drochim. That means even the others who are find themselves in the matzav of discomfort because of the rain, but don't listen to their tefillas. Davache berei derovim misayim mishmei drav Yehuda lo yadi obit shultem midabeis Yehuda. That the shlita should not go away from Beis Yehuda. Ayu amcha yisod tzichim lispal nizem izev loy la'am acha. So memele, but this only helped with that. This tefillah could only help for stam oivrei drachim, but for Rab Chanina ben Daisa, the tefillah wouldn't help. Zot Rashi, Rab Chanina ben Daisa, tanahu. Koloilam kule bitza, shemevakshim mayim lesod isayim. Benachash ani yeshe bebeisi, veini tzorch lukshem, I don't need kshamim lefish ain lisodis. Ma yahani leitzloisi de koyin godu, kshayim ispalo tfilak tzore biyayim akipurim. What is that? What is the tfil of the koyin godu help? Shayayim al yikonis of anecha tfilas oivrei drochim. Rab Chanina mavato leitzloisi de koyin godu. Rab Chanina was mavato that tfil. Shafo pika in shema kodish bor tfilosoi. Uposak mitro didn't help. Keneged Rab Chanina ben Daisa. Shchuno chamo. Hat kemay chamay siri isi ayoti yimienis when the zil shchinas. No, he said not. It wasn't mispalo. It should be hot. Im shchuna taik shuma. If it's a hot year, she chamo tzrich oros l'kshomim ba'oid. It needs a lot of rain. V'todeh. Zok the gemara vayda. Oma Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Bechol yoyim v'yoyim baskol yoytzeis v'ymeres kol oylam kuloy nizoyin b'shvil chanina b'ni chanina b'ni dayloy dayoy b'kav charuvim me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. The Teres Chaim v'apayvov v'mesech t'schulim is ma'ayre, what is pshat? If kol oylam Kulay nizen b'shvil chanina b'ni, the panosa of the whole world was in the schus of chanina ben Daisa. So why is it that chanina ben Daisa himself didn't have panosa? See, for everyone else, his schus helped, and for himself, it couldn't help. The Teres Chaim says, a gewaldike yesod, that Chazal tell us that, Betchile Chotza Kadosh Baruch Hu Livrei Soilam Bemidas Hadin. He wanted that the whole anhoge of the world should be al pi din. Roa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shein Oilam Miskayim with din. So Shitav Inmai Midas Harachme. So he says that we have to understand that din and rachmim do not combine. You can't combine din with rachmim. They're two opposites. So what is pshat in the shutves? Shitef ido ima midas adin, midas arachmim, midas adin. So he says, just like you have two shutvim in a business, so one comes in one part of the day, and the other comes in the other part of the day. So he says, the shutves of din arachmim is that one chelik of the world is nidin api din, and one chelik is nidin api rachmim. The Rabbeinu Shalom divides the world in half. And half, that's the shutvis. That half of the world is nidin b'midas adin, and half of the world is nidin b'midas harachmim. Now the Rabbeinu Shalom makes a cheshbin. The Rabbeinu makes a cheshbin that if you have a tzaddik that is shokul kehadoir, so that's like half of the world. So the brunt of the din, he saivul, and he saivul the din. So this din. The Rotzen Hashem was Niskayim. The Oilam, half of the world is Misnaig al Pidin. And the other half of the world is Anhog of Rachmi. He says, that is Dafke if you have a tzaddik that is Shokul Keneged the Deir. So then one tzaddik is sufficient to bear the brunt of the
the midas adin. If you don't have such a tzaddik, so then Achmon and Atzlan, so more than one tzaddik has to suffer for the to be soivul the midas adin on the day. So that was the ma'aseh but Chanina ben Daisa. Kol ha'olam nizem b'shvil Chanina b'ni. Pshat is because there was a gzeiris ra'ovein ba'olam. So kol ha'olam nizem b'shvil Chanina b'ni because the gzeiris ra'ovein he was mekabel on himself. So memel therefore they had mezaynis because Rab Chanina ben Daisa was soivul the brunt of the ra'ovein. Chanina b'ni dayoy b'kav chruvim me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. It says over here, dayoy b'kav chruvim. That it was sufficient for him. That means he was mekabalit also. Achzimed etzlachem brocha says, v'yseich es yodecha mazbir l'chol chai rotzin, the Rebbein Shalom gives the rotzin together with what he gives. That one should be satisfied with what he has. And Rab Chanina b'ni was dayoy b'kav chruvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. Rashi says, Paskol yoytz v'merz kol oylem kulev l'gassinim ha'choyrev. Kav chruvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos, kol ha'shabbos ha'yinizim b'kav. Chos alechem hoyo, umizgalgul hoyo b'chruvim. The Ritus Loshen, the Yalkut Yisharbin's others say that Shabbos he did have Tas, what's with Kiddush, what's with so the Shabbos, but we'll see later in the Sugi what seems he didn't have any Tas at all, the whole week Take. Erev Shabbos is just like he got Mezainis for a whole week, including Shabbos, why he says that was the Kav Chavuvim. Now the Gemara relates an incident. Have a regular deviso lemichme tanure kolmali de Shabbat. His Rebbetzin used to heat up the tanur every Erev Shabbos. Vishodye aktarte, and she put into the oven, as she says, aktarte, dover shemala oshan kekiter akibsham, something that smoke should come out. Mishum kisufe. She wanted to show that she's baking also. Shahoyu Shainaisel Oifais Isa Lakovit Shabbos. Vihi Eina Isa Klum. She had nothing to bake. So Mamele Chalubim, you don't have to bake. So Abakoponim, she was ashamed of the Shainim that she's not doing anything for Lakovit Shabbos, so she used to heat up the oven. Maybe smoke should come out, so they won't know her bitter matzev. She had one not good, not fine, not able shchene. Omro, she said, I don't have anything in the house. Maikulahai, what is pshat? She's baking. What is she baking? She has nothing but to bake. So she decided she'll go into the house and show her that you can't pull the wool over my eyes. Ozlo v'tolfa above it. So she banged on the door. Ichsefe, she was very ashamed. V'aylo le'indrune. She brought her into a different, watch as she come into the kitchen. The kitchen, she'll see there's an empty kitchen. So she brought her into a room. Hisaved lo nise, and this occurred. That the tanur all of a sudden became full of lechem, and the agna, the klilisha became full of dough. They were kneading nuchalas baking in the oven. Omri lo, parnisa, parnisa, aisi, masa de kochorich lachmech. Go and bring a shovel to take off the chalas, they're burning already. Omri lo, afano lo, hochi aili, that's why I came into this room. Why didn't I take into the kitchen? I smelled them burning already. So I came into this room, and in that room there was taka de keili that used to be merada, that used to be raided the chalas. That's why I came in. I also smelt it burning. Af he lohavi mar donifnesa. And that's taka true. She taka came in taka to bring the marde. Mipnei she milumedes benisim. Let us see Rashi. Agna reva. They made the leash in it. Masa atar. Back of a shovel, she made seen by a lechem, palya belaz, marda masa had a milsi, tone af he lohavi marda nichnaso palya belaz, Hashem shreide bapas minatano. Shloi haisa she eles, midnei shirigilo binisim. So, the Alkid Yeshaya, the Masha says pshad of him, shloi haisa she eles, midnei shirigilo binisim, that means it's a big kasher. I mean, she never baked anything on Shabbos. So, there was no need for a marde. So why did she not possess a marde? So it's ridiculous. This was something that was not needed in the house. So, shlehesu she'elas, she didn't borrow a marde. She possessed a marde. Neshagila benisim. She knows. I mean, who knows? Maybe. She was Rogel Benissim. The whole life was a life of Nissim. So she possessed a marde. If for some reason there'll be something baking, she should have how to take it out. Amra le dvisu ad emes nasal venitzayer kulahai. How long will it be that we'll have to be mitzayrus of a life of such tachkos? How long will this be? Omar lo, my navid. What do we do? We have an eitzah. So she said, boy, rachme, the neis v'loch midi, that they should give you something. There it says on the side, they should give something from, so have something on this world also. Boy rachmi, yotzuso kimin pises yad viyovulei. Chatkaro de psoira de dabe. So the hand came out and there was a foot of a golden table. Chosye bechelme. So she saw in the cholim, Asidi tzadiki da ochli apseire de David islei tlaskari, that the tzadikim will eat leulam habe on a table that has 3 feet. Ve'iyu apseire de treikari. Omro lei, Nechelach, the Mechel Ochli, Kol Alma Pseire, the Mishlam Banana Pseire, the Mechesa. Yeah. So Amroleo, my Nevit, Poirachme, the Nishkalina Minoch. So be, Isis' wife is giving the Eitzes all the time. So she said, be Mispalo, that they should take it back. We're losing too much, losing out too much. Poirachme, Vishaklu. To the Mespalo, and they took back the regal. Tane Godel Hoyenes Achain Yosem in Arishin the Gemiri the Meyev Yavi Mishkol Leishokli. There's a very interesting Yaris Dvash that they bring down, very mechudishtik. The Yaris Dvash says we can't accept the Gemara Kepshutai that. Adem is nasal and it's tired kulahai, 3 feet, 2 feet. So he says, the oilam is aimed on three reglaim, on teira avoide gemilas chasadim. Their tzar was that they couldn't be mekayim gemilas chasadim. That's what the Yaris Dvash says. They couldn't be mekayim gemilas chasadim. First of all, say the mitzvah, they didn't have a schus to be mekayim. And Sai Bechlau, they were people who were Rachmonim. They couldn't be became the Milas Chasodim. That's Amos and Nasal and it's tire coolly high. People come to the door and we can't give them anything. חיירת זה ביסל שוור, אני מן, כל העולם ניזם בשביל חנינה בני, אין לך גמילס חסדים גדול מזו, אבל קופונים מציעים, I want to have a more Matthias the Kenyan of Gemilas Chasod. So he says they made a mistake. He says they showed them in the Cholim that Bemison before they had 3 feet to their table. So he says, what was the 3 feet for Torah by the Gemilas Chasod? He says, before, since they had a Rotsin to be Mekayim Gemilas Chasod, so Mamelusa was Malala Kosov Kilo Soy, so they had the 3 Amudim, they had the Amud of Gmilas Chasodim out the Rotzen, to be Mekayim Gmilas Chasodim. Now that they were given a foot, so he says, now you think you'll have a Kiyum of Gmilas Chasodim? He says, the Kiyum now, when you're able to be Mekayim, is much smaller than you were unable to be Mekayim. Because when you're unable to be Mekayim, is Machsheva Toyim, Yakadish Bochum, Etzalfi Lamaisa, so it's Kilu Kiyim. Now he says, now that you have money, he says, do you know who's an emissar on me, who's not an emissar on me? Can you give all the Aniyim who, he says, now your Kiyim is not a true Kiyim. You're losing out. That's what they showed him. You're a bigger Goymul Chesed before than now. So he says, that is Pshat, the Gemara, Gemiri, that they give, but they don't take back. So he says, why don't they take back? He says, because now that was given on this world, the regal shall zov, so now, al kaponim, the aniyim would have more. So it's not only given, now that it's here on this world, so now the aniyim have panosa. So now you're taking away from the aniyim. Rabbi Chanina ben Dois is mavata now. But Al Kaponim, you're taking away from the Aniyim. Va'af Al Pikein, his tefillah was niskabel. Let us see Rashi. Chaz ye devisu bechelme, mishkel oishokle, boso diyovi. Zot the Gemara weiter. Chad beishimshe was Erev Shabbos, Chozi lebrate dahavis atzive. He noticed that his daughter was ba'atzvistik, Erev Shabbos. Oma lo biti amai atzivis. Why are you so atzvistik? Why are you so depressed? Omro lei kli shol choymitz nischalafli bekli shol shemen. That means that when I was making the lech, so I, by mistake, I took a kli shel chaimitz and I poured it into the ner. V'idlakti mimen oil l'shabbos, and I was madlik. And the meile, so it'll be a dark Shabbos. I mean, the chaimitz won't burn. We'll have a dark Shabbos. Oma lo biti ma'ich pesloch. What does it bother you? Misha ima. The shemen v'yidleik, hu yema l'chaymetz v'yidleik. L'chayre, Rabbi Chanina ben Dose was in a matzev, that he understood that what shemen is doylik is not pshat because chemically shemen is a substance that burns. And then we have a problem. So chaymitz is not a substance that burns. He says it doesn't work like that. It's misha oma l'shemen v'yidlik. You know why shemen burns? Because there's an oma. Misha oma l'shemen v'yidlik. Hu yayma l'chaymitz v'yidlik. So if it's the oma, so then it doesn't make any difference. It's not the etzim material. It's the oma. So memela hu yayma l'chaymitz v'yidlik. Tano hayadaylek vahaylech kolayem kulay. That it burnt the whole Shabbos. It means they only needed it at night, but it burnt the whole day. Ad shevim emen oyer lahavdola. And they took oyer from this. They took oyer from this ner for havdola. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, kolhech de tani be shimshem. Einu Erev Shabbos, Loi Shomati Yatam. Why it's called Beishimshe. Rashi in Shabbos says, Leil Shabbos Kori Beishimshe Bechol Duchte Mnei Shebein HaShmoshe Shaloi Choluk Mikol Yomim. That because the Bein HaShmoshe is a different Bein HaShmoshe than the whole week. V'hutzach la'askire b'kama mekoymeis. V'kol charedem eilav ligma malachtam at shalei tech shakor lei b'shimshe. That means the Bein HaShmoshe of Shabbos was the Bein HaShmoshe that people were afraid of. That's the Bein HaShmoshe already. That's why the whole Zman is called b'shimshe. The Masho says because the day starts when Oida Shemesh, because Yemosef Michael Ala Kodesh. So the Shabbos starts Miba'id Yoim. That's why it's called Bei Shimshi. Mimon Dechalo Bekli Sheyesh Bayachoimitz. Vesamti Yachoimitz Bener V'yikova Haner. And the Ner is going to extinguish. The Ben Yoyod asked a very good kasher. I mean, she said the Yikov HaNer was burning already. She said if it was, I mean, she was Otziv. Why was she Otziv, he says? If there's only Chaimitz there, so it doesn't even kindle. So she sees that an Ness is happening. Maybe there was a little shemen there from before, so that's what's burning now, but we come on there. Hashanot limeno oir lahavdole, hidlik mimeno ner acher lehonis boy. They were madlik another ner from this, le olehonis boy, tevano. The havdole, you don't make a brochat, atchihana me oiroi. So Mamela the Madak another Ner. Menem shall maisen nisim kibe. Ki echa David Rabbi Yehuda Bechalo da Havis Midas. So Rashi says they didn't want to derive benefit from the Ner shall nisim. Ki echa David Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ben Yoda asks, so what happened in Shabbos? They didn't want to derive benefit from it. So Shabbos, the snare was burning the whole Shabbos. So they did derive benefit from it. Are you saying that they don't derive benefit from Ma'is and Nisim? What happened over here? So the Ben Yehuda says that, he says, what was with the Rebbetzin? The Rebbetzin also ben Schlicht. He says, it seems the Rebbe, that's what he wants to say, the Rebbetzin ben Schlicht, and the daughter ben Schlicht. So the Ner they had was from the Rebbetzin. The Taka didn't, they weren't Nene from the Ner of the daughter. She's not Nene from Ma'is and Nisim. I don't know, it's a little Mechudish thing that if you're not Nene from Ma'is and Nisim, I mean, so why was she Otsev? I mean, there's a Ner already side besides. So she wanted to also be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Lokas Ner Shabbos, whatever the husband was. So if she was Madlik and Ner, now to derive benefit from it, so Lachayre, so Lachayre, she didn't have any mitzvah. What mitzvah did she have? Pesach Nish. I just thought it could be that it's brought down in Hilchus Chanukah, one is not permitted to have Hanoah from Ner Chanukah. Afal Pikein, there's only Ner Chanukah in the room. That's the only thing that's giving out light. He's allowed to, he doesn't have to shut his eyes. He could use the Ner Chanukah that he shouldn't stumble over any obstacles. That's permissible. And that's brought down. That's not called Shimush. That's called, Shimush means he'll count Madeyas, he'll learn with the light. But that what there's light in the room, so therefore he doesn't stumble, that's not called Shimush, and that's Mutter by Ner Chanukah. So perhaps, there's three in Yonim of Ner Shabbos. There's Kovit Shabbos, Einik Shabbos, and Sholem Bayis, Shloi Yikosho. So it could be that, in the Hanami Take, out the Kovit Shabbos and Einik Shabbos, they weren't allowed to use the snare packets. You're not mishtamish b'mais anisim. But al kaponim, it could be al shalom bayis that they could use. That's not called a shimush. That's like an automatic thing. That's not called a direct hano. So she was mekayim the mitzvah of hadlakas ner Shabbos al kaponim al the inyan from shalom bayis. But could be taka the hano of oynik Shabbos could be they didn't derive from the ner.